T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yesterday, I think it was yesterday, that we gave Brad an assignment to go get an interview with Hugh Jackman. He's all over the place. He's on the Today Show. He's on Good Morning America. I see him all over the place. I said, go get him.
Yeah.
Go get him.
To any other person, this would be an impossible task.
Well, it's a bit of an impossible task when Scott told me that.
Well, it's not impossible because you did it.
So yesterday at the Andes Hotel, it's one of those trendy, hip places stay as opposed to the Holiday Inn. nothing wrong with the Holiday Inn, but Andes Hotel is a little snazzier. Mm-hmm. Right across from the New York Public Library, I believe, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah. It's a beautiful place. And
set it up. What was going on there?
Yeah, so I turn up and it's all Broadway reporters in there. There's about 7 or 8 Broadway reporters.
Was that Michael Riedel in there?
No, he didn't turn up. I think he slept in.
I got to tell Lynn about that.
Yeah, he doesn't sleep in.
We had Richie Ridge from Broadway.com was there, and Frank LaVoce from Newsday, and all these important Broadway guys, and then me. I turned up, and they just thought I got off the plane from Australia.
They thought you were an Australian reporter.
That's right, yeah, so I kept that going, and I poured them all drinks to keep them happy. So we're locked in this little conference room, and then Hugh Jackman, bursts in, and I sort of kick off the proceedings of this.
Now, who's taller, you or Hugh?
I'm taller, yes.
You're not by
2 inches. I probably got 2 inches on him. He's about 6'3".
Yeah,
6'3".
All right, here's what happened when he came rocking in.
How are you, mate? Good to see you.
Good to see you too, mate.
Going well?
Good.
I'm good. I'm awake. Good job this morning.
I tell you, singing on the Today Show, that's the first time I've ever done that. It's an adrenaline shot.
Is this day one of preparations for your global tour, or is it?
No.
No, all right, good.
7 years has been going. Right. It kind of feels like an evolution, but particularly in the last year, I have been dancing and singing every single day. So if you have my Instagram, you'll see me tap dancing all the time. But I love it, and I've known something like this was going to happen of some kind, and so I've just been using the time whenever I can.
So how do you write it? Like, how do you, like, formulate how the show's going to play out?
That I'm doing now. But again, it's an evolution of a seven-year kind of show journey. It started in 2011, and then when, we did arenas in Australia, that's when I first really understood, this can actually still feel like theatre. It can still feel intimate, even in an arena. We're in arenas, but really it's theatre, to be honest. And then I just keep writing new stuff. It's, different stuff that's happened. The Greatest Showman came out, or different things. There's stories now which I want to tell in the show that I probably didn't have the guts to tell a few years back, Maybe this is my midlife crisis.
Wait a minute. What about all the other reporters in the room? Are you the only one that has?
That's just what you mean.
The leader of the pack?
You keep rolling, Scott.
Just keep going rolling. Until somebody you pushes keep, you out of the
looking
way.
They're looking around and going, who's this officer?
Yeah. Well, I did fly it from Australia just for this moment, Scott.
Right.
He must be the official Hugh Jackman interviewer.
Yeah.
That's his guy. He only talks to him.
Yeah. So they go on, too. He's still in there with
this
him.
Is all about
they're very surprised. Almost every part of The Greatest Showman has been a surprise to me. There was a real possibility it wasn't going to happen at one point. Like we worked on it for 7 or 8 years, and it was a huge risk for the studio. Of course, it all sounds easy now. I remember someone saying to me, like, well, of course, it's original musicals. Everyone's doing original musicals. And I'm like, dude, almost everyone was saying don't do original musicals when we were started.
Is that the soundtrack fueling the film, do you feel?
So my agent told me something I'd never heard before. The musicals work because of the book, but people love them because of the music. The story had a lot of heart. It's a very earnest story about being yourself, following your dreams, not letting anybody else get in your way, and being proud of that. I think you're right. I think the music was the key in. And look, that album, someone was telling me today, 21 weeks at number one in the UK. Well, you just, I think, equal to Adele for the most number one weeks or something of all time. I think it's still in the top 10. Who could have ever expected that? It's kind of crazy.
Are you going to get Wolverine involved somehow?
There will be a Wolverine kick line. I actually am about to call Ryan Reynolds because I do think it would be quite cool if Ryan made an appearance somewhere along.
Oh my God.
That's good. Yeah. Perfect. A wonderful dance number.
That one you should definitely come to.
Come on, Nat.
I love that.
These other people are just sitting there going like, well, at least I don't have to ask any questions at all.
I'm getting all the answers.
You
I need.
Got the whole crowd to laugh, yeah. And you're giving him ideas, and you just got invited to a show by Hugh Jackman.
Come on, Nat. You got Ryan Reynolds an invitation. Now you're going to get a thank you note from Ryan Reynolds.
That's very nice. Yeah, it's good. But here it's just this is a nice moment here where he talks about more famous people that he'll like on the show.
Cool.
Now, honestly, my show right now is about 4.5 hours long, so it's all about cutting it down. And special guests. There's guests I want to have on. You know, I want to ask Sting. I just texted James Corden the other day. I'm like, dude, will you come into the Hollywood Bowl with me? He goes, oh, man, that'd be great. Or Kristen Chenoweth, or the Sutton Fosters, or the Laura Benantes, or Audra McDonald, who I did Carousel with the first time I sang in America. You know, also, like, on the Greatest Showman Reimagined thing, I got to see Pink and go backstage. I would love it if Pink and even her daughter came on and sang A Million Dreams one night, or Kelly Clarkson,
Wow. Yeah. And he could get all of those people. Yeah, they'd all say, yeah.
Yeah, they'd be like, I'll go.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're all touring at the same time next year,
can
too.
Can you imagine Kristen Chenoweth on stage? Yeah. First of all, she has such a magnificent voice.
Yeah.
Their voices together would be unreal.
How about that? This thing's going to be huge.
It is.
It's weird because I don't think anyone's ever done anything like this before.
And his enthusiasm is so contagious. I think it's going to be wonderful.
Did he mention Scott?
No, he didn't. Get out of here. Pipe down, will you?
Did you ask about it?
I told him at the end, I said, oh, Scott Shannon, I'd love to have you up on the show.
You go, yeah. Who?
Yeah, and he goes, oh, yeah. I said, we just live around the corner, pop up one day. Yeah, 101.1.
Come on by, man. That's funny. Those other people are going, who the hell is that guy anyway? He must carry him around, let him do the interview with him. He seems like he knows him.
Yeah, they all write, so they're probably going to act in their newspapers like they asked these questions.
Oh, that's right.
Instead of you. Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.